Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, June 29th. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug. Dwayne Waldrop. The Crusher. Gino. X275. King Kevin. Plumber Kevin. The Ugly Hooker. Biz. And Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us. Or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah. The Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29 5x10 5 tires or smaller, no W's, any style rear suspension, stock style front suspension, no willy bars. Heads up Pro T, 1/8 mile, clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy, Alexander's Blown 85, Boost 12, Boosted Misfits, Petty, One Bad SVO, Turbo GT, Lil Run, Set on Kill. Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino, X275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye, and it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway, as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout, 29s or 28s, any suspension, as the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467. Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway, Grudge Inc. will invade the 901. Yeah, the Bad Boys headquarters. Get ready for grudge racing all day long. Grudge racers from Georgia, Mississippi, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Louisiana, and more will invade the 901 Saturday, June 29th at the Memphis International Raceway. Shout out to commanding officers. One time for General Mississippi Nightmare, one time for Major Fade to Black, and one time for Major Leon. Meltdown rules. 29.5 by 10.5 tires or smaller. No W's. Any style rear suspension. Stock style front suspension. No willy bars. Heads up Pro T. 1/8 mile. Clocks off. One time for Lucas Country Boy. Alexander's Blown 85. Boost 12. Boosted Misfits. Petty. One Bad SVO. Turbo GT. Lil Run. Set on Kill. Three Lug, Dwayne Waldrop, The Crusher, Gino X275, King Kevin, Plumber Kevin, The Ugly Hooker, Biz, and Donye. And it's all going down Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway as Grudge Inc. invades the 901. Plus, there will be a $3,000 stock suspension shootout. 29s or 28s. Any suspension. As the Grudge Inc. 901 invasion begins. Saturday, June 29th, 2013, at the Memphis International Raceway. Gates open at 10 a.m. For more info, log on to grudgeinc.us or call Terry at 219-614-4018 or Big Clock at 601-951-0467.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send out directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host, please press the 1 button. I'll get you on as quickly as possible. I hope that you're not exclusive.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge races coast to coast.
Yo, it's your man, Cookie, a.k.a. Silver Posse, representing Florida, the South, baby. This Grudge Inc. Radio is doing it.
Yo. What's happening, Lady A? What it do?
What's going on?
You know, same old. Just a trying to clock these dollars. You know, I'm on the clock right now, trying to make it do what it do and anything. My loyal listeners out there in Grudge Land, how about yourself?
You are now logged into Grudge.
I'm wonderful. I don't know why I did that again, but I'm wonderful. Everything's going great here. How has your week been?
My weekend? Oh, man. I'm going to be 100. I had a hard weekend, lady. Normally, I say my weekend was was this, that, and other. I had a hard weekend this past weekend. Hey, I made it through, so I'm all right. I ain't going to complain, but it was hard. It definitely was hard. How about yours?
It was wonderful.
Cool. How little man?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Okay. So everything good on your side?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's what's happening. As long as I know you straight, little man straight, everything good going on over there, it's all good. So we got that out of the way. I'm waiting on my man T5 to get on the phone. Oh, do me a favor too, Lady A. You get a chance,
yeah.
If you can get Biz, let me get Biz and Big Clark on when you get a chance.
All right.
That's it. In the meantime, did T5 click in yet or no?
Not yet. If you give me a moment, I'll go get him.
Okay, no problem. While Lady doing that, while she's doing that, you know, checking on the few folks I need to get on real quick, I'm going to go ahead and give my thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. You know, I'm thankful for everything he's doing for me and my family right about now. You know, keeping all my loved ones close, out of harm's way, you know, waking us up each and every day to go through the nonsense. So I want to thank him for that. And I love the blessings that he keep blessing me and my family. And gotta thank the big man upstairs for that, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So now I got him out the way. I gotta run down through my sponsors real quick, like really quick, like so quick. If you blink, you gonna miss it. Y'all ready? So, y'all got it? No. I'm just shooting the Bobo, All my sponsors out there, don't get mad at me. I'm just shooting the Bobo a little bit while I'm out here on the clock on this good Wednesday evening. I'm going to run down through it real quick. DNL Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmission, ATF. Transmission. My man Jason over at ATF, Race Fittings, Horsepower Sales, Speed and Truck World, Wilson Manifolds, Applied Nitrous, TRZ Motorsports, AA Performance, Eric's Automotive, Ronnie Brown, Obnoxious Racing Apparel, Fast by Gas Motorsports, Kelly T5 Racing, Grudge Inc., Mickey Thompson. I know dog gonna chew me out about this. You done told me 150,000 times, but hey, dog, you got to excuse me on this one. I'm in rare form right now. Remy Martin, VSOP, and I forgot anybody. I'll get you next week. Got to work with you. You got to feel me. Feel me? All right, so now I got that out of the way. Yeah, man, I had a rough weekend down there this weekend. We went on over to Jackson, South Carolina, a.k.a. the House of Hooks. Tony Bynes, he was over there. I'm pretty sure y'all heard already on several other shows that Tony Bynes had a race this past weekend doing his thing. He came out there and showed a lot of love. And, it was a packed house over there. Had some good racing. Had a lot of people over there on 29. I think everybody was on 29 except Troy Perez. But, we had people from everywhere, Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, I mean, you name them. Chi-Town, I seen Biz in the house, Wade from Chi-Town, you know, he was over in the building checking things out, seeing what was good. So, with that being said, we had a hell of a turnout over there, had a lot of good racing, a lot of good matchups, a lot of upsets, a whole lot of upsets. And, we had a good time. Let me see if I grab T5. T5, you there? T5 ain't clicked in yet. Because if he was there, he'd have been hollering already. But, it went down over there. Tony Bynes had a 28 versus 29 race. And, it seemed like everybody did the hell with a pair of 28s. Everybody and their mama was on 29. When I say everybody and their mama, I think I seen a couple pit cars on a set of 29. So, hold on one second. little background noise real quick. All right, got that out the way. Yeah, everybody and their mama was on 29, so. Whew. Only thing I can say, I don't think the 28, all the guys that was on 28, I don't think they're going back on. I even seen the white boys. They had a set of 29s on. They was over there trying to bless the track and do their thing. And, it was definitely one of those races where you had to be there. So I don't even think a race recap or a race report would could do it, could put it all in perspective for you. And it was all in the bag of chips. We had a whole lot of fun. Who that is just came in? T5.
Yo,
I heard somebody just come on.
Yeah,
T5. What's up,
yeah,
brother? I'm just how was your weekend, brother?
Man, you shut it out, man. You ain't got to say nothing for it, man. It was rough, but it was hard, but it was stuff. Hey, Gucci, do me a favor, man. Tell that lady, hey, I don't know where she at. I hope she had a good weekend, and I hope little man in good hands this weekend with her. But, hey, man, could you get that Lynch Mob on the phone, man?
Lynch Mob. Oh, yeah. Goldie.
Oh, please
tell her. Yeah, please. Doing it, dude. Matter of fact, Lady A, let me see. Let me get Lady A real quick. Lady A, you there? Let me grab her real quick. Real quick, I got to get on the phone. I'm glad you reminded me, bro. I know it was somebody that I was forgetting. And I'm glad you got on and reminded me. Lady A, she might be trying to get a few people on the phone real quick. I'm going to holler about the mic real quick. Like, y'all give me 2 seconds. All right. Okay. Got that out of the way. How's your day, Pa? Talk to me.
Oh, man, you know, we just glad to be out. You know what I mean? We're just running around right now. We're just coming out of the bottom basketball. But other than that, man, we getting together, man. We getting ready to go up to the ham. Rockingham, y'all don't know what the hell I mean.
Oh, yeah, let me get a faggot. I'm about to get, I ain't gonna call a man no faggot. Fuck it, I'm gonna call him. Let me get faggot ass post op Joe on the phone. As soon as I get Lady A back, faggot ass post op Joe, you out there, push the one button. Let me get post op Joe on the phone. I ain't gonna call him no faggot, but I'm gonna call him a faggot anyway. Fuck. I mean, I'm sorry if there's any homosexuals on the phone listening. No offense. It's just great talk. So, let me get Joe.
I
gotta wait on Lady A. Lady A, you came back yet, Lady A?
I'm here.
Hey, Lady A, I need two favors. First favor, I need to get Sid from the Lynch Mob on the phone. You have his number?
What's going on, Coochie? Yeah. What's happening?
Hold on, Clark. I'm going to get to you 1 second. Let me get Lady A real quick, and then I'm coming right to you. Lady A, you got Sid's phone number, Lady A?
I don't.
All right, so you pull T5 in the private room. He should have it.
Yeah, I got it.
Pull Post-Doc Joe on for me, too.
Okay. Just a moment.
All right. Big Clark.
What's going on, brother? What's happening? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing good. What's happening, partner?
Man, everything's great. Everything's great, man.
You know we got the Grudge Inc. got the Invasion this weekend. So,
oh yeah.
You know, I want to get you on to talk about the Invasion this weekend. You know what I mean? A little bit, you and Biz and anybody else who was planning on attending that race. So what's been good with you, brother?
Hey, man, you know, just holding in the road, crew. You know how we do it.
That's all we can do. That. Hey, can't ask for much more than that, holding the road, and hopefully one day the Lord bless us to hit this Powerball. And we can wake up in Beijing every morning. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. It's going to go down one day.
Oh, yeah. What you been up to, man? Talk to me, man. Let me know what your plans is for this weekend. Let the listeners, you know, me and the listeners know what your plans are for the weekend and plan on invading this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, you know, I'm looking at coming in there Friday, going on Beale Street, doing what we do, you know, having a great time, getting into the track about 5 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock that Saturday, and let's get some grudging going, man. That's what it's about with me.
Okay, okay. Is that this race this weekend, is that a two-day race or a one-day race?
It's a one-day race, but from my understanding, you know, Jay gonna, everybody wants to go on Beale Street and have a great time Friday night.
Okay, that must be where it's at then, because I hear you say, you know, Beale Street, everybody
want
to go over there, so that must be where it's at, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's a little historic street there in Memphis, man. You know, everybody just hang out, have a great time, do what they do, you know.
Hey, Okay. Crew, I'm gonna tell you like this right here. I'm gonna tell you like this, Roger. If them motherfuckers run me, it's gonna snow in the middle of the summer in Alabama.
Well, they may not run you, but King Nate and the Menace Mustang will run both of you.
King Nate got on 28 to 29.
Man, we got to hey, listen, we ain't got to even look at that. King Nate got a race.
Okay.
With that Mustang he got?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, crew, right,
let me get him on the phone. Let's lock in something with Rated X and AS10 truck. Oh, and crew chief and fucking
hey,
truck.
Hey, hold on, motherfucker. Rated X ain't on the phone.
Who are you talking about then? You just talking about a
Rated
X truck.
Hey, this little short ass
midget
on the phone, man.
Yeah, who is this? I don't know.
Is this short ass fucking minute on the phone?
Yeah. This Gadget, man. That's Gadget. Inspector Gadget.
Man, what the hell is Hatchet want, man? That man ain't Hatchet.
Okay, Hatchet, get out of lay down, bitch.
Well, I got all your bitches, okay? But whatever.
Okay.
Never to live.
Get out of lay down.
Never live. T5 on the phone?
Yeah, T5 on the phone. Man.
Well, T5, I told you, man, a week before the show, I was going to call you.
This is a week before the show.
I'm going to be up there, man. We can do something fatter, man.
No problem.
We can do something fatter.
No problem.
Okay. Do I need to tell Joe the proof of that in, or I just need to tell him to take the proof and cap some of that shit on the head and the proof of that in?
Joe already knew about it. He just didn't say a goddamn thing.
Man.
Hey, Joe don't know. Hey, if you know what Joe know, then we all fucked up.
Joe don't know a motherfucking thing until he started texting some shit. Then that's when you know what Joe know. That's when you know what Joe know. Until Joe started texting some shit, man, Joe was lost like the rest of us, man. Gadget.
Nah, we're gonna try it, T. I'm gonna try it,
man. So you gonna be up there Saturday?
I'll be up there Wednesday.
Okay. Shit, that's what's up. Hey, listen.
Hey, Coochie, we ain't got to do that. After, I tell you what we can do, Gadget. Now, let's make this a little interesting. Shit, man, I say before Daniel Ray start, shit, I say we need to go ahead and get this shit out of the way Friday, man. Fuck it. Send me to the hotel with the sore ass, and he got to look at me and stick at me all
day. Hey. Listen, I ain't been doing all that motherfucking talking. I said, Saturday, we'll do Saturday. So, hey, that's it, okay?
Listen, man, supposed to not say we don't be motherfucking trying to race. That's race stopping as long as I'm trying to find out.
Use race stopping language saying they hide behind the shootout and all that other crazy shit. What time?
Man, we should have raised Saturday, man. No later by 8 o'clock, man.
Okay. Saturday by 8. Hey, Post Shop,
yeah.
You got the pen to set about Post Shop?
Yeah, I got it out.
I'm about to wait
for the track getting ready to close. So y'all trying to goddamn race. The track gonna be open at 9 o'clock in the morning. Shit.
Hold on, Joe. I wait for you, motherfucking sweet candy ass, to say something. I tell you what we can do, Joe. Before my big homie, big number, them go down through there. Fuck it, let's do it, Gadget. Now what you want to do, Joe? We're not gonna be. Please tell me, cause there ain't no pressure over here now.
So if you buy both tickets on both days, you can get a
the regular price that everybody's, you know, used to, $20, but you can get that for 2 days. As I said, at a certain point every night, there's going to be no more testing and tuning unless you got a locked-in race. Friday night, it'll probably be at 9 o'clock, and Saturday, it'll probably be at 7 o'clock. So if you got a locked-in race, you can go do your shakedown, but there ain't going to be no more testing and tuning all night long. We coming to World Grudge Nationals, the race. This is going to be this in the making. We finally got all the players in one place. Everybody, every big body, every little body, everybody that is somebody in grudge racing will be at the World Grudge Nationals. And I'm telling you, this ain't something you can go see next week. You know what I'm saying? Yep, cool. You think me on that? This is some shit. I mean, you know, when you miss one grudge show this week, you can go see another one next week. And that's cool. But this, we got 25 teams from around the country. And each of those teams is supposed to bring in four Rockdown grudge racers. Four Rockdown, especially, hopefully from their area, but not necessarily. And so we got 25 times four. That equals 100, don't it?
Yep.
All day long. So, and then we got shootouts on top of that. We got 16 cars in the pro-mod shootout. We got nine cars in the top portion shootout. We got a bunch of a whole heap of lot of cars. And then we got a track suspension shootout on 28, 29, one carburetor, no rear bars. And then we got Extreme 28, 29. And the entry fee is $250 for the single carburetor wheel, and it's $500 for the Extreme. Anybody put that money up, and it's winner take all. So this should be exciting all day long. Mr. Fosky was just on Wildman Show. He said he's coming to get some tail. He got the goat into the air conditioner right now. He said he got the you got a thing they put on your arm to monitor your blood pressure. He got that thing on the goat arm to monitor the blood pressure. And he said the goat is doing real good. He's coming to tear some tail up at the World Grudge Nationals. So we should be good, man. It should be off the chain. We should have about, and Friday is not a test and tune day. Don't get it tested. It should be about 25 races on Friday and about 75 races on Saturday. That's how we're going to try to schedule it. Plus, you got the ABRL guys there, and they're going to be keeping the track warm all day long.
So, hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I need you to do me a favor, Joe.
Yes, sir.
I need you to find Extreme Motorsports for me, Joe.
Hey, the guys from Piedmont?
Yeah, I need you to find Extreme Motorsports for me and tell them you're going to hook their truck to the bumper of your whatever you're driving and bring them to the track to run crew chief.
Wow.
Tell him
wow.
I got a gentleman's bet for him. I want to lock him in at $100 on $1,000 of better.
Wow.
I want to make a call for him. I want to feel like he got
the do you want me to get him on the phone now, or you want to wait till tomorrow to get this done?
Man, you get him on the phone right now for me. I ain't got to wait. I'll see tomorrow. You get him on right now. Please let me talk to Trey.
All right. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Hold on. What the hell is that dude's name? I can't think of his name.
Man, I don't know what his name is.
What's his name? I mean, I got his phone number. I just can't think of his goddamn name. I can't think of his name.
No team.
No, stop saying that. Come on, man. King Nate is on the phone now. King Nate's on the phone. He won a race past $5,000 and race
day. Damn King Nate, man. The hell with King Nate, man. I ain't never met the Juggler before. The Juggler was supposed to call me back a month ago. I ain't heard from him yet from that day to this day.
Shit.
Damn a King Nate. King Nate hard pop Kool-Aid. So you tell King Nate, If I make it to World Grudge Nationals and everything intact, I'm going to blitz his ass before the weekend over. He don't like what I said. He know what he need to do.
Ooh.
And who that in the background all that giggling?
I hope you make it.
And I hope I make it too. You lucky I can't be there Wednesday. If I make it that Wednesday, I'm gonna bring the fireworks with me and set them off at the track Thursday.
Yeah, cool shit. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Coochie. I got Extreme Motorsports on the phone, but he's a little bit under the weather right now. He at home in the bed. Just tell him you ain't feeling well, man, and you'll talk to him tomorrow.
Man.
Yeah, I'll talk to him.
Who he got on the phone, baby?
No, you got Extreme Senior.
Extreme Senior, what's going on?
Mr. Extreme.
No. You just a Scream Senior until you run into Coochie.
Say what?
No.
You know, I was thinking under the world. I'm moving there. What's up, man?
Hey, listen. Try to let Coochie on your ass, right? I want to make sure you tell baby girl, T5 said hello. Now, you can go ahead and jump on his ass. Now.
Hey, man. Hey, look here. Hey, if you got Extreme Senior, Junior, the second, the third, the fourth, and the fifth, let's put one of them on the phone that who can repair some weight that we can get to the bottom of this right now. Don't give me no excuse like you don't feel good.
You know
I don't want to hear that about
you
don't feel good.
First of all, you know, like I said, I was at home in the bed, you know, under the weather. But let me tell you one thing for the records. You are nobody to me, whoever you are.
Oh,
if you were somebody, I would know who in the hell you were. You know who the Black Mamba is. You know baby girl. You know baby. You know my son. But who the hell are you? Have you read anybody? What the hell is a damn crew chief any damn way? They fire crew chief. What the hell are you talking about?
I tell you what.
Now you got me to what's up.
I tell you what, senior. First off, calm down. Hey, senior, calm down before you set the pacemaker off, first off. And if you tell me you're going to be at the Royal Grudge Nationals next weekend, you're going to find out who the fuck Coochie is.
You say what?
You can say the small talk.
Man, look, first of all, show me somebody you want to run. I don't run nobody. See, you got something to prove if you can outrun me. But what the fuck is a damn crew chief?
Shit, I'm down going down to Dawson. God damn, the shot just lit up.
Hey, Crew Chief, hey, this Biz. Who are you talking about? Bebe with the Black Mamba truck?
No, he ain't talking about Bebe. He's talking about working, motherfucker. Biz, listen. Biz, listen. I'm going to just show you how to judge the bullshit. The one he called, don't even talk shit. The Bebe and Bebe and Bebe don't talk shit. The Bebe don't talk no shit. So he called about a motherfucker. Now, while I told
him
to put somebody on the phone who can speak for the truck, you got the phone. Then give me somebody who's going to talk to me a little bit. All that race stopping language, I ain't got nothing
to do. Hey,
Crew Chief,
what you talking
about?
Somebody phone sound
real bad. Whoever they be trying to talk, they phone sound really bad.
That sound like
that
you.
Mine, that was somebody down there in the factory. I said,
we're going
race, man.
That's Doug Yeager on the phone.
Hey, King Nate, man.
This is Biz right here. Queen Nate. What do you have?
Hey, hold on, Biz. Hold on. Don't stop my race. King Nate, you said you wanna run me?
Hey, Crew Chief be talking that shit. Go ahead, Crew Chief.
Nah, that's King Nate. That's T5. That ain't me.
Oh, what's up,
King Nate? King Nate.
Hey,
what's
up, y'all?
Hey,
dude,
I'm trying to figure out who he talking to.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, King Nate, he said he want to run Fab by Gas and you want to run Biz. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So Biz asked him how you fit, how you dress, Queen Nate, Drag Queen Nate.
Hey, 29?
Oh, no, well, you don't sit like me, sir. No, you sure don't sit like me.
29
with a small block.
Oh, shit.
Who don't sit like
them? He got a
chili on the phone with him. Okay.
Who?
Okay, well, this is Biz. I'm gonna tell you what I got so you will know. I have a stock suspension Mustang on a Truny 8, no Willy Bar, small block.
Yeah. You ran that fast car that Tony Bynes got.
Nah, you don't.
With the bullshit. Hey, he go with the bullshit. Look at this man with the bullshit. Some more race stopping language.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
that's the car.
Yo, where you find these dudes from, man? I mean, where you find this girl from, man?
Wait, why
you on here with that race stopping language, man?
I'm asking you. Hey, why I gotta be all that? And I'm asking for the race. Why I gotta be all that? I'm the one asking the race.
Okay, what you want to do then, sir? What you want to do?
He's talking about when Biz ran 7-Up and got his ass tore up. That's what he's talking about.
I ain't never ran 7-Up.
He ran bad.
Y'all some jitty booms, man.
Y'all got to be careful.
Didn't you run on one of them damn cars? You ran that Bam Bam car or some shit.
There you go. Yeah, I ran Bam Bam. I got my back blowed out. I lost. To a nitrous car. Yeah.
Fucking. I mean, that's why I said Tony Bynes' car. I don't know who damn car. All I don't know who cars those kids be.
And I apologize. I misspoke.
Is my mic open? Yeah, your mic open.
Man, hey, Coochie, get that bitch off the phone, man.
Who am I speaking to? Who this is?
You
King Nate, we want to oblige you, man. What kind of car you got?
You got a Mustang, if I'm not mistaken. You got a Mustang with 29s and a small block.
Yeah, that's a Cobra GT. It's a
4x4. Okay.
All-steel car.
Okay, he got Willie bars on it? He got Willie bars on it?
No
Willie bars? No Willie bars? Big block or small block?
Oh,
nitrous car?
Nitrous car.
Hey,
we can do something.
Go shop. Go shop.
Yeah.
He said. What did he say? He wants some coochie.
Yeah. He said he wants to fast my gas truck.
Well, how you gonna do that? He wants to fast my gas on 28.
Man, we done had this conversation before. There are some 28 cars that can go real at 29 cars. I mean, every week they got a back half car out here that's from Alabama that get his ass tore up, you know, regularly by qualified cars.
We ain't talking about no car from Alabama. We talking about coochie.
I'm just talking about I'm saying 28 guys on 28 can race guys on 29 because we ain't class racing, we grudge racing. Doc, I mean, at the end of the day, and I'm not trying to beat on nobody. I'm not saying that you gotta race them. If you don't want to race,
Full stop, Joe. You know, I respect you as a video, a videographer. I respect you as a racer in your day. But this bullshit line on the way the hell you woke up and got this bullshit from. God damn, folks, I got to get back on your ass, folks. Man, you a motherfucker. That's all I can say, man. You a motherfucker.
Now listen, man, the guy who forgot how to race. All you gotta do is step the man. Just say, listen, man, you got on 28, you got on 20, I got on 29. Okay, so give me the black tires. Don't say I can't race you. Say I can race you, but under these conditions, y'all dudes just kill the race instantly.
Okay, Polestar. Oh, you're right. You're right, Polestar. He got 29s, I got 28s. So I take one and one. Lock in 500.
And all he can do is say yes or no. That's all.
Right. We'll lock in 500 on 1500. And the staging lane's by 7 o'clock. Head up Pro 3.
Man, I already know he ain't giving you shit, but I'm saying that's how you race, though. I was just finna say, man, all the only thing I ever heard King Nate ever do was beat his dick. That's it. King Nate ain't locking nothing in. He ain't getting a motherfucker nothing. He got what he got.
He already locked in with Never Scared Racing, and he's locked in with he locked in three races already, and he got three races locked in already.
Yeah, hey, lock him in. I'll be the fourth. Yeah, we're locking head up. They're locking head up. 300 on 1500 better. Head up.
Hey, a robe and shit. With, is that him? Hey, Biz.
No, that's Wicked, bro.
Yeah.
Wicked, bro. He
hey,
you want for that
dog,
bro.
But you
got a
little robe. But you got a little robe.
Hey, Joe, you got booking rights?
Yeah, you got booking rights. You got booking rights?
Yeah. No.
Okay, lock King Nate in.
I'm not booking
this
Nate on the phone.
You
lock his own
car. Hey, Nate, I ain't gonna call you King, because you ain't no damn king to me. Hey,
Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Drag Queen Nate.
Yeah, they got a real bad real talk. They got a real bad storm in Bali right now. He was telling me that before when he was texting back and forth. So I don't know if he's on the phone, but it might have got cut off. But no, show up. He won a race though. He's looking to lock in races. This dude don't win.
I want
to
lock him in.
He said on the big stage, he said you want
to
have five races that weekend. Five.
Okay, well I'm trying to lock him in. I just want to be one.
Yeah,
I just want to be one. Let's lock him in.
He asked me to get you on the phone from before, but I wouldn't do it. Not that I wouldn't do it, I didn't do it because I got distracted with something else. But he asked to get you on the phone already, bitch.
Well, while the man ain't on the phone, do us a favor. Because you on the phone
what?
And you can talk for him, and he's all pretty cool. So you go ahead and lock Biz in. Head up. How much you want to lock in, Biz? Head up what?
$515.
Okay, Biz going to lock him in. Head up $515. That makes six. Go ahead and lock me in for race number seven. Head up,
515. I know what y'all doing.
Y'all are the
straight
bullshit. Y'all are the straight bullshit. The man said he want to lock in. We going to lock him in.
Hey, tell him I'll be ready. Hey, tell him I'll be ready to the race at 8 o'clock.
I lock him in. You be the first race, bitch, because he wanted you more than anybody else.
I want to lock in for 8 o'clock Saturday night, right after T5 fuck up Gadget.
I want to lock him in for 9 o'clock. Cause see, I need that cool weather. I need that cool air. Trying to lock in King Nate. King Nate called the show trying to lock in us.
King Nate called beating on his dick once again,
The man think he got a mountain motor and he think he can make passes. So let lock in. He got three races. I'm his fourth Huckleberry.
And I'll be the fifth.
Yeah, let me see if I can get him back on the phone so he can hear all this nonsense.
Tell him what Chris is about me for 45 minutes after Biz. I don't care what Coochie is doing, just lock me in 45 minutes after that.
Hey, Coochie.
Why do you ain't tell that first time what his NGRA member told you this weekend? His NGRA member told me this weekend? What he told me? Professional member, it was 8.
That big time, Coochie motherfucker. What did he tell you this weekend?
Man, I don't even remember, bro. Tell me.
What did y'all get to tell you this weekend? Huh?
Giganto. Oh, yeah, we sat down on Giganto this weekend at the track. He talking about what he was going to do. We sat down on Giganto with Lowe. The motherfucker say, oh, no, I don't want to race Lowe. I want to race you. What the fuck? She thought, I said, my car ain't here.
Not straight, but listen, why couldn't he race T-5? So T-5 car wasn't there. All right, but he's going to be a world record national man. Of course he's going to be a world record national man. Don't take up for him. Don't take it up for him. I'm not taking up for him. If he did that, and he didn't want to race Big Lowe, he might have been playing strategy. He might have said, well, we know Lowe is the faster car. If you tell Lowe out, you know T5 ain't coming. So that's probably what he did.
Did you not say you didn't want to race Lowe this weekend?
Yes or no?
Did I not say what?
Did you did you not want to race Big Yoda this weekend?
I told you I'm ready to race T5. T5 said he was going to be that
That's
FC
special.
Why don't I race Big Yoda? Why don't I race Big Yoda? T5 ain't going to ruin me because he's fucking no. He's fat. I'm faster than that motherfucker.
Hold on now, listen to this. This is my story now.
T5 must do some shakedowns on Friday to get ready for the shootout. Does he not? Yes or no?
No. No.
He
doesn't
do shakedowns
no.
or shootout?
Man, the man said, hold on, Joe. The man said he can't race T5 Friday because he's supposed to race Gagne Friday. So what he would do, they could be the first two cars down the track Saturday. Big Dick said out his own mouth, bro.
Thank you.
That's what the man said, Joe.
I stand corrected. I stand corrected, man. Big Dick is on you. The man said you can be the first two cars down the track on Saturday. What do you say?
That's fine with me.
There you go. That's a done deal.
I'm ready, bitch.
There you go. Done deal. Done deal.
On Saturday. Saturday, me and the first two cars on the motherfucking track.
Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. Down the track we go.
You got that, bitch?
We're here in Michigan. We're here.
whole night. Over Jack.
Come on.
Yeah. All right. Anybody out there really listen to the TV show, really listen. All right, here's common sense. You got a nitrous car, right? When you have a nitrous car, what do they do? Smoke.
Hey, Crew Chief, I heard something that they were, I heard they was going to run, what you call him tonight, too, Tony Wright.
Yes, Tony Wright is supposed to run the great, Tony Wright is supposed to run the great Wright tonight, Coltrane Carter tonight as well. Tony Wright is a no-show as of right now. And he's going to use the rain. I guarantee you he's going to use the rain as an excuse. The good rain is, but they are driving up the track and they're getting ready to race. Marty is here with great the Miss Marty Trans Am. Say what now?
Who the hell is the Great White?
That's Cole Taylor's car, the Great White, the Great White Regal.
Mm-hmm.
Right
now?
No, the Great White, it's a shock. He said it's a shock. Okay. It's a shock.
So shock.
The Great White shock, is, you know, that's what he's talking about. Like, it's a killer, a shock.
Okay.
Yeah, the Great White. Yeah. Yeah.
They can't turn it right. Can't get out of work. That's right.
He couldn't get out of what?
He couldn't get out of what?
No.
Why are you laughing, man? For real.
Yeah, he was laughing. Tony Wright talked to him yesterday. He got out of work at 4:30, so I don't know what that's about, but okay.
I'm telling you, man, that he couldn't get out of work, and he couldn't get out of work, and he needed to get his truck out of the shop. So he couldn't get out of work, to get out of work in time to get his truck out of the shop. So that was
right. God damn, somebody got a big-ass motor on the back of a truck out here. Lord, everybody need a big-ass motor? They come down the bouncer and get one of the things for sale. It's on the back of a pretty-ass white Ford Beauty, a Harley Limited Edition. Big-ass motor. God damn.
That's the guy motor who's supposed to race T5 next week. Tony Bynes left on, from what I hear, Tony Bynes left on Chris Tootin, and he went right back around.
Anything besides a Mustang with a street car. All right, good deal. All right, Cool Chief. And the Santana crew, ready to go at it.
Cool Chief.
Yo.
Did they say Little Red Riding Hood would be in the house with you?
Yeah, that's what he sounded like he said. Little Red Riding Hood would be there.
I know you got that damn truck on, man.
Look here, man. Look here. I'm going to tell you like this, Kimo. I'm going to tell you like this right here, man. It's only one thing. It'd be one thing that can keep me off them boys up there in the world good enough. And that's the only thing that's a good Lord. That's a good Lord in the truck.
Oh, shit.
That's
Gucci, y'all locked in.
Nah, we ain't locked in. We ain't locked in. You know, whatever, man. I'm ready to.
Hey, wait a minute, Gucci. You didn't tell them you was coming, did you?
Oh, man, the boys know we coming. The boys know we coming.
I don't want my main man 007 to stay at home when he know you gonna be on the property.
Man, that man know we gonna be there, man. Regardless, what excuse he give you, whatever, on why, who, what, when, where, woulda, shoulda, coulda, man, that man know we gonna be there. He know we gonna be there. Tony know we gonna be there. Cowboy know. The world know we gonna be in the World Girls Nest. I think we was the first motherfucking name on the flyer when Joe put the shit together.
I tell
everybody
you what, I ain't gonna be there, Coochie. But I'm damn sure gonna call T5 and get the phone to Cowboy. I want his vet to reflect his mouth.
Hey, listen here, man. The good Lord spell me and my team to make it up that way and bring out and we able to bring all them calls like that, bro. Man, only thing I'm gonna say to this one thing, the good Lord. Good Lord, the mother.
Hey. Hey, Coochie, what did he say? He want me to respect my mouth.
No, he said he gonna call you to get a phone to Cowboy.
See, I've been a good boy all goddamn day.
No. Kimo, I apologize, but I thought you was making sure that you said, sir, that's all I was doing. Hey, Coochie, I ain't gonna hold you all for long, because I done left Dave, now I'm in Palm Beach. I'm gonna let Cutter with the car so we can try to get another bullet to put in his gun, and I'm gonna hit y'all fellas back.
All right, and listen, man, Lights Out Racing,
just called out King Nate. That's the one they've been waiting on, and they're gonna be in that World West Nationals too. So I just had Lewis from Lights Out Racing call out King Nate, the World West Nationals, yes.
Hey, lock me in right after that race right there, Joe.
That's
you. Lock me
right
up.
Yeah, I'm crazy. Yeah, as you say, Coochie, you ain't shit, man. Coochie, you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
King Nate, he figured he's going to knock all these motherfuckers off in one weekend. I tell him, girl, want to see. Put me to the back of the list, goddamn.
Nah, man, I'm not fucking with you, you're crazy.
Hey, if I see the wrong thing on one of the first two races, he can have me next.
Oh, shit. Our damn old truck driver is here. I wonder who you betting with tonight. Who you betting with tonight, truck driver? We live on Crew Chief Radio Show. Who you betting with? Hell
yeah.
That man said, go on the mines again. Go down with the ship, goddammit. Go down with the ship. Y'all said that, man. That was this new show right here. Looking good. Impala. But they should be excited. But 29 ain't going there. They ain't going to race tonight. But I guess they're going to take that race to World Grand Nationals. If he can't get in tomorrow night at Jackson, yeah, he'll take the race to World. The next time racing, besides this weekend in Georgia, will be World Grand Nationals.
Well, we'll see him in World Grand Nationals. Mm-hmm. Y'all ain't here about to hold him ducks. Hey, all that money they were going to bet on side bets or whatever they were doing, they just hold that shit for next week. Hey, it's going to be what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, this thing is going to be epic. This thing is going to be a mean, the best shit. I mean, we did ourselves proud. I mean, you know, everybody else got these big races. Take down in Utah that we go to every year. Orlando, Wall Street, Nashville, we go to that every year. And it'd be, you know, 10, 15, 20,000 people going through the gate. But they ain't got nothing ever. They never had nothing that was specifically for grudge races by grudge races. You see what I'm saying? Does that make any sense, Chrissy?
Yeah, it sounds like you should have been a goddamn car salesman. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, he missed his calling, huh?
No, but seriously, this is, I mean, every year, think about how many annual events you go to that don't have nothing to do, that's not for grudge races, by grudge races. I mean, every year, we go down to Orlando World Street Nationals, right? We go to Orlando Street Nationals, every year we go to that. Shakedown in E-Town, we go to that. Every once in a while, we go to the NHRA. When the NHRA comes out there, we go out to see Greg Anderson and John Forrest and the rest of the rock. What do you got to do with that? There ain't no for grudge races, by grudge races. And even Fat Tuesday. Nothing against those guys, but that's why.
We are almost done trying off the track. It's only going to take me another 10 minutes.
That's not
off the track in just a few moments. Thank you, everybody, for your patience.
All right, let's say 10 minutes and the track will be down. 10 minutes, the track will be there.
Sure.
And Mario's supposed to run Tony Bynes' new Corvette tonight. They call the car Jody. Backdoor Jody. The Corvette is Backdoor Jody. That's James' car, Tree Man's car.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Now, at your event, will there be any pro mod racing?
Oh, yeah. We got about 15 pro mods signed up. They're going to put up either 1,000 or 1,500 apiece, and they're going to do winner take all. Mr. Five Speed, the Black Bill with Roy James, Tree Man wants to lock in with Old Jack, and Sniper, the DC Sniper, wants to lock in with Tree Man, and they want to lock in with Atomic Dog. Miller Wilson wants to lock in with any of the top sportsmen that are out here, you know, Stone Cold Black Nasty, any of those kind of boys. So Black Nasty living action. He told me he got to defend his damn name. He was short the other day. He said he was coming, but he said he got to redeem himself. He don't want no black on his name. He said he already Black Nasty. Don't need nothing else black on his damn name. He said he's coming to raise somebody.
Right, you know,
he's
Mike,
gonna be
not
the
full
mod action. Huh?
Is Mike Hill coming? Is Mike still coming?
So, how about those Knicks?
Huh?
I said, how about those New York Knicks?
Hell no. Nah. Hey, Joe, I'm off,
man.
Hell
no. Nah.
Hey, Joe.
Listen, man, I'm going to say this, man. I'm not stressing on Mike Hill. I'm not trying to start no shit, man, but I just don't know how. If you are a grudge racer, I don't know how, if you are a grudge racer, now that's the criteria, but I don't know how you miss this event if you are a grudge racer. I mean, even if you don't race your goddamn car, just the purity action, just the possibility of, I mean, of 100 grudge racers in one weekend, just the possibility of that, man, goddamn, I got to drop off everything. The wife, the kids, everybody got to come second to this, man. This shit may not ever happen again. And if you got a formula, you might say 100 grudge races, man, none of that shit might get off. And this is true. Grudge ain't guaranteed. Everybody knows that. Grudge ain't guaranteed. Right? Everybody's deposit is guaranteed. Grudge ain't guaranteed. But at the end of the day, we have a reasonable formula. Is it reasonable? Is it reasonable for one team to come up with four locked-in grudge races in that area? Is that reasonable to believe that one team can do that? Anybody can ask that. Is that a reasonable belief? Is it a reasonable belief that I can get four grudge races locked in? I don't even got a car. Is it a reasonable belief that I can scale up four grudge races? Is that a reasonable belief?
What's the question?
Is that a reasonable belief that me, Coast Type Joe, I do not have a race car, but is it a reasonable belief that I can make some phone calls and scrounge at four graduation.
Yeah.
Okay. All these 25 teams, are all not necessarily full-time commuters, but they all three teams. So they know how to scrounge at for that team. So it's a reasonable belief that each of these 25 hosts can come up with four graduates. To me, we have to stop. So it's a reasonable belief that we will have more than 100 graduates at World Graduation. And the potential for 100 graduates. That's exactly what will make you come to this show. The bet that will make you be there on Friday and Saturday to see T5 put his foot in Big Dick hands. If that doesn't make you want to be there to talk about that, to hear that back there, it's Mr. 5 versus Royal James, with the Comic Dog versus P.T. Snapper, with Tony Wright and the Zanye versus the Disabutu, versus Chris. If that shit don't make you want to come and team make the new next day, versus 5 Rock Men goddamn racing, versus Lights Out Racing, versus Miller Scare Racing, if T5 versus Daniel, if that don't make you want to come, if Gadget versus Big Mo or T5, if that don't make you want to come, Birdman versus Purple Rain, and then Birdman versus Big Sexy, got that make you want to come? Big Sexy versus the Four Horsemen, and got that make you want to come? If Black Mamba Mustang, the Diamond, the South 55 Boulevard, versus King Nick, and got that make you want to come? Got that make you want to keep going on all night. If the Old Jack versus King Man, and got that make you want to come, man, I'm going to keep on goddamn calling. I'll be here tomorrow, telling you about these goddamn Black Mamba races. The goddamn Old Jack races, man. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry, I got carried away. I'm sorry, what happened?
No, not me to get you carried away, but you forgot one main thing to make a brother come, man. That's that one wet hole. That one wet hole definitely make you come. Hey, but it's all good. You got carried away. You damn sure got carried away, but it's all good. We got the point, goddammit. We got the point. World Brothers Masters is going down. And it is what it is. You got me locked in yet with King Nate yet or what, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said, man,
Postock, take your medicine.
Take my medicine? I don't need no medicine, man, but I'm just telling you, man, if that shit don't make you want to come, man, I mean, I'm just naming things off the top of my head. You should see this shit I got written down. When I start listening to this shit out and putting it out in the goddamn public, man, you're going to be like, God damn, fam, for real? For real? Man, this shit is going to be crazy bananas. And if you have consciously chosen to be someplace else, what can I say? I mean, what can I say about the individual who has consciously chosen to be someplace else who claims to be a part of this graduation world, who eats and breathes and lives off of the graduation world, and you not going to be a part of the World Grad Nationals? For real, son? For real?
Hey, some jokers just sleep, man. Some jokers, hey. I mean,
We're not stressing, nobody not coming, we're not even commenting on that. I'm just saying, man, I'm just sending out an invitation, an open invitation to everybody, because we have never had this before. That's why all of us, man, because everybody keeps saying this is my race. No, it's not my race. It was my idea. But we got 25 equal votes around it. I'm just a spokesman. Everybody knows I got a big mouth and I talk a lot. That's why my head is so big. But I'm happy to say that this is not my show. this show belongs to the races. This show belongs to the grudge world. This is not my show. This is a grudge. This show belongs to the grudge world. And, man, I'm just telling you, it's going to be incredible. I mean, I can't stand it right now. I just can't wait. And Chris Chief said, only the good Lord. If the good Lord blesses with some good weather, right now the weather forecast is looking good. If we get blessed with some good weather, she's going to be off the chain. Off the chain.
Off
both
the
days, Friday and Saturday.
Off the book, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, right? You say you're gonna close the lanes at 11 o'clock, right?
Yeah, we're gonna shut the lane down at 11 o'clock, and we're gonna run everything in the lane, you know?
Okay, run everything in the lane. So what?
Yeah.
So what if we ain't done with all these shootouts and everything ain't done by then? Again, what, bro?
Well, we gonna run. We got the track until 6 o'clock in the morning, dude. We got the track till 6 o'clock in the morning. That's how we roll it. We got it till 6 o'clock in the morning. But if we need to study till 1 o'clock in the morning, God damn it, we racing. If we need to study 2 o'clock in the morning, well, God damn it, we racing. If we need to study 3 or 4 or 5, God damn it, we racing. Thank God, Grudge Master. None have been done before. None have been tried before. 100 grand races, 2 goddamn days, can you stand it? Lord, can I have mercy?
That's what I want to hear.
If you go to 6 o'clock, you're not served breakfast.
Then think it is.
Can you smell the egg over? Can you smell the
egg over? There's going to be a lot of goddamn fucking ribs going on goddamn July 5th and the goddamn 6th. Oh, let me tell you this. Let me tell you the highlight of the whole goddamn show. Let me tell you the highlight. I just tight man. Tight man, come here. Before I say something to y'all, you know, come here. Yeah, bitch you. But, but I like you anyway. I'm glad you're at home, man. I'm going to leave you early tonight. Don't take your time to get home, okay?
I don't go to the house. Ain't nobody there, Scott.
Oh, man. Hey, listen to this, man. I was just telling you guys about World Grudge Masters, like you said on the Coochie show. Now, I told them the highlight of the show, and I started to tell them because I looked over there and seen you, but I didn't tell them yet. Did you tell them what the three biggest races at World Grudge Masters are going to be? Three big races. I got three races out there with my golf cart.
Mustang with Roddy, and Young Stang from New York is locked in with Obama.
So God damn it, boy, it's going to be Obama and EP. Man, I'm telling you, I can tell you about 15 more races like a figure of the motherfucker, but I'm just, they're all scrambling my goddamn head. You know, that's a big motherfucker. I got to say, beat the pool up and put the bitches out. But anyway, it's a lot of goddamn races on them, man. I'm telling you, this shit going to be race after race after every goddamn race. It's going to be another one. I'm telling you.
All right, hey, I can't wait. That's all I can say. I can't wait because it's going to be a lot of show asses. It's going to be a lot of upset. It's going to be a lot of disappointment. And the jams are going to be a lot of surprises.
Hey, what is this is now, everybody that needs some extra money, everybody invested in the stock market.
Your phone breaking up, Joe. Joe, your phone breaking up. Come on, Joe.
It's going to be a long break. I said, anybody that needs some. Okay, sorry. I said, anybody that needs some extra cash, go out and buy some Preparation H, long tip. Go buy some stock in Preparation H with a long tip, and you might be able to pick up some extra cash.
Oh, yeah.
That stock's going to rise. And anybody that got a convertible car, please bring it out. Your services will be needed. There will be a lot of guys riding out of their ass up. They're going to need their ass. they're going to need the air to ride down, and they'll pay you handsomely if you to give them a ride, ride them down the highway, ass up, so they can get the air.
You know that, Joe, you ain't shit.
Pee-wee told me that shit. Pee-wee said you got to ride on, you meet up with him and William Brown. I'm like, hey, whoever loses got to ride their ass up to the next race. You got to stick your ass through the second room, or you got to lay down on your belly in the convertible, lay down the back seat with that. They got to have some special ambulances. Well, you know how you do that in the fire table with the face out, where you put your face down there and give them the time? They got to have special ambulances there with the face out so everybody can go to the emergency room ass up. Coochie, I'm sorry, I'm going crazy, but I'm talking about what was like NASA, man. I said it's like this.
You're a motherfucker, Joe. Okay. You know, I'm good, like I said, sounds good. Next weekend, 2 days of fun after all the fireworks. The 4th of July going to be the fireworks pre-show, and all the real fireworks going down on the 5th and the 6th. So. Hey, you know, sure, I know. The good Lord bless you. You know what I'm saying? The good Lord bless me with health and strength to keep me on this side of the earth. You know what I mean?
I'll be there, man.
I can't wait to be the, you know, run into a bunch of these dudes up to me. Talk all this shit. I ain't never make Nat King Nate, but I'm definitely going to hand him that preparation next to over there fucking with him. And, you know.
Shit. Yeah, no question, man. No question about that.
So with that being said, I'm gonna go ahead and start finding comments, Joe. I know the phone's gonna hang up in maybe another minute or so. And we get wrapped up in conversation, I'll never get a chance to find a comment. So I'm gonna go ahead and run down the line. Let me get Lady A. Lady A, you there? Lady A, are you there? Lady A probably gonna walk off on all our ass, man. Lady A. Let me see if I can get
her.
Lady A. Fuck, man. Go ahead, Joe. Give me final comment. I'll run
through
this motherfucker.
Man, I appreciate some time on the show. Pick up with you fellas. See everybody at Memphis this weekend. The base of the 901. And see you guys next weekend. Will, what's next?
Peace. All right, who we got next? Clark still on the phone? Beers on the phone? Who we got on the phone? Kimo, you still on the phone, Kimo? Just Kimo gone. Who we got? Clark. You there, Clark? Big Clark. You there?
Well, I guess it's just me and you, Crew Chief. We don't do this, man. We don't need no everybody shit. We don't need no stinking bodies.
Hey, fuck it. Man. That's right. I guess it's just me and you. Everybody else got their shit on mute. Well?
Yeah, I guess so.
I appreciate you coming on, Joe, again, as a play-by-play report. Going down there in Darlington, getting us updates with the races, what's going on for the World Grudge Nationals.
I look forward to seeing everybody. For everybody who's traveling this weekend, y'all be safe out there on the highways and byways going to these races. If you're tired, pull over, get another driver. And if you've been drinking, please drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive, because friends don't let friends drive drunk. So with that being said, y'all take it easy. I look forward to seeing everybody. Y'all have, you know, a good weekend. I won't be making it to the invasion. But y'all check out Hey, Joe, you got a lot of background, Joe. I'm trying to do this thing, Joe.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I won't personally be making it to the invasion. But Bruh Jink Invasion 901 this weekend. Y'all have a good time down there. I know y'all gonna have a blast. It's definitely a race you don't want to miss. Grudge Inc. doing it real big down there in Memphis. So until then, until next weekend, next week rather, around about this same time here. My name Crew Chief, and I'm up out of this bitch. Peace.
Peace. Yo.
Everybody gone?